dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead.
True story.
We're two unique guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
That's right, just wanted to get it out of the way. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. So you're driving along, if you're our faithful listeners in the Tri-Cities, glad to have you with us as you're getting ready for the Easter weekend, and a happy Good Friday to you. Otherwise, you're probably driving along the interstate, Highway 30, maybe you're going north and south, you're listening to Cowherd, you're going, what in the hell just happened? That's the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, and we'll be talking local, state, and national sports for the next hour, taking you up to noon, and then we'll throw you back to the herd. We do it every day, and if you're driving through, we'd love to have you stick with us. Don't forget that you can catch us on the web anytime, ESPNSuperstation.com. Either you pick it up live, or you can catch the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft, and those are there every day for you. But come back from Kansas City, where we saw the Husker women play over the weekend, and getting ready for this weekend for the Final Four. Coming up, we will be talking with Mike Perenio. He is the race and sportsbook czar at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, and he will join us again coming up towards the end of the program today. And coming up in our next segment, the man who will be calling the Final Four on the men's side from Indianapolis, our own little Nebraska boy, Kevin Kugler, the little fella. Little fella gonna tell us. He gonna join us. He might also host a show in Omaha, but we'll talk with him coming up in the next segment. And
yeah, if you don't know, he's sort of a big deal.
Yeah, he's kind of cool. Well, just ask him. But he's gonna join us in the next segment. And Major League Baseball, I wish it started the following week, after the NCAA tournament, so we could give it a full, because there's not a lot of talk about it. It's a side note right now, and which it should be, because 162 days. But we're going to talk about that, and we will make our playoff predictions coming up on the show today as well.
Sure to go wrong, because we've had troubles predicting the baseball. We've been further off on the baseball than anything else.
I think I'm just going to predict the teams that my friends like, and then they can yell at me because they think I cursed them. What do you think?
That's an excellent idea.
So we'll be picking the winners, looking back at last year. If you forget, the Yankees, the Twins, and the Angels were your division winners. Boston got the wild card. In the National League, the Phillies, the Cardinals, and the Dodgers, with the Rockies getting the wild card last year.
See if one of those lower market teams.
I think I was 8-for-8 last year.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were.
I was 8-for-8, yeah, it's pretty close.
You got to put the Cubs in there, don't you? That's the first team Doug Royce down, the Cubs.
No, I haven't touched anything. Haven't written anything down. So if you want to get in touch with us, the number is 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. And you can email the Dent Popper inbox at any time. Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's a lot to type in the first time, but then you save it, and it's not that big a deal. So fire it off to us as we talk about what's going on in the world of sports, which is really baseball, basketball, and there's a little boxing match tomorrow night. Bobby Bowden's going to be in Lincoln this weekend, coaches clinic going on, so that'll be something to go on. But how big a deal is that? Cool for the guys that
are
there.
Cool for the guys that get to see it, yeah. Doug, you brought up yesterday this field expanding to 96. Well, it's been talked about off and on. Well, all of a sudden, when the NCAA is talking about it, this deal's going to happen. I mean, it isn't like, well, what do you think? Do you like it? It's going to happen. They wouldn't bring it up if it wasn't going to happen. And now it's become, you have 96 teams out there, which would basically be the NCAA tournament plus the NIT. Then you'd have those other tournaments, which I have no idea what would happen to them. If you're playing beyond 96 teams.
Well, the NIT would be done because it's now in with the NCAA.
Right, it would be
gone.
Sucked in, too, the NCAA tournament.
And then who had Dayton last night, huh? Who had Dayton? Who had Dayton in their NIT bracket? You know, come on.
Mascot is?
Flyers.
Okay. See if you're paying attention. How soon?
He's seeing if I'm paying attention. He, being the daddy, seeing if I, being the Doug, paying attention. Okay, just checking.
How soon?
Are you cold?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Why? I'm comfortable. If you know what? I'm not one of those people that complains if I'm hot or cold.
Always. Oh, what?
If I'm cold,
what?
I put on a jacket. If I'm warm,
complain if I'm hot or cold. The guy who thinks it's 170 degrees everywhere we go, and as Derek is spitting things up his nose right now, because this studio is the hottest place outside of the sun.
It's a blazing inferno.
Daddy's in a full-length jacket. Are you wearing shorts today? I didn't even
look. Yes.
So, okay, there you go. Full-length jacket, double shirt, and shorts.
I've got a windbreaker on.
Although, to his credit,
what
the window...
It, 95 in here?
The window was open a little bit before the show. It's a little breezy.
I was just
here.
Asking. Now, you didn't mean for you to go crazy
but
on
the
that.
Daddy does get hot. Heated.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is I'm trying to protect the rest of us in the studio from your perspiration.
I'm not perspiring, you weirdo.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Whatever.
How soon's the deal happening? That's what I want to know. They've got to clear the TV rights. How
96 teams next year.
Done.
Yeah, I think this is the last year of the 65-team tournament.
Would Nebraska have been in?
No.
They wouldn't have been close, would they?
No. Good God, that's still not even a third of the teams. And throw out all the crap conferences. I don't like it. But again, I'm not big on the huge change. You know, eventually it'll be worked out and it'll be better. I mean, I'm sure there were people that didn't want to take it from 32 to 48 and 48 to 64. But now it's just getting crazy. But there are also more Division I colleges than there used to be. Everybody opting up. None of them are very good, but someday maybe they will be. Again, as I said yesterday, all the teams are in the Final Four, and they say two of them are Cinderella stories, and Butler and Michigan State easily make a 32-team field.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right on that. I don't know. Obviously, they looked at the financial aspects and thought they could profit on the deal, and that's exactly what they're going to do.
But I don't even understand, again, going back to this, if you want to rehash a little bit of yesterday, I don't understand how they think they're going to make profit. How do they think they're going to make profit? They're not going to be selling. If you can't sell out some of the venues in the regionals, how do you expect you're going to sell out this crap that they're going to throw in front of us the first week of this NCAA tournament? I mean, if the NIT in New York with North Carolina, say what you will, it's still North Carolina basketball on a Thursday night when nothing else is going on, cannot draw 10,000 fans to Madison Square Garden, then how do you think you're going to make money? You're not going to be putting butts in the seats. You're going to have to go through all the expenses. I can't understand why TV would, the contract would be very minimal higher as far as the money goes. I mean, I can't see them really charging advertisers a whole lot more. Yeah, you're on the NCAA. I mean, it'll be, if they do, they'll be railroading people just like the NFL teams do, making you buy preseason tickets in your season ticket package. That's all this would be. Well, there are three more, you know, there's going to be so many more games, and you're going to be on so many more times. So even if you don't want to be on that first week of the tournament, you have to be. If you want to be on any of it, you got to be on all of it, and here's the price tag. That's the only way I can see them making money. And is the NCAA, I mean...
You're gonna put 60. You're gonna play basically the same number of games, and let those teams play eight regional winners, or the eight top seeds is who's gonna get to play whoever wins those initial games. So it's basically the same number of games, just giving 32 teams a bye. I mean, that's what they're saying. So the number of games, the length of time's not gonna change.
And I can't understand why the coaches would think. I mean, remember Jimmy Boeheim and the Big East coaches, those top four seeds that got the double bye? I mean, some teams would have to win twice just to get to the round where they, to get to the quarters where they were in, five rounds in the tournament. And how many, two of the four went down in the quarters? In Syracuse, you know, Jimmy Boeheim saying, gosh, they're, you know, you can't please them one way or the other. All you're doing is giving 32 teams momentum into the next round.
I just wonder if you hit a perfect bracket in that deal, if you get $15,000 instead of $10,000.
We'll find out. 888-455-ESPN. And, of course, don't forget to email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Before we hear from all the analysts and all the so-called experts later on in the show, who's going to play Monday night in the national championship for the men?
Duke and Michigan State. I still think Butler does not talent-wise match up. I say Duke and Michigan State.
Okay. I like West Virginia. I'd rather root for Duke. I don't know. I like Coach K. I'm not a Duke whack job. I'm not into that Duke North Carolina love 'em, hate 'em type of deal because I don't really care for. I guess I'd say I like Duke a little more than North Carolina maybe, but I think West Virginia is the better basketball team, so I'll take them. You bet against Tom Izzo so many times, he's going to come up and bite you and continually bite you. So, yeah, you got to think Michigan State, just they've been there. They know what they're doing. So I'll take West Virginia, Michigan State playing on Monday night. Who's going to be playing Tuesday?
Connecticut, Stanford.
I'll take Oklahoma. Connecticut, Oklahoma. Connecticut, Oklahoma. It seems like with Elijah Wan finally figuring out how to play basketball, that just has changed the dynamic for the Oklahoma women. So all the games, semifinals for the men Saturday, the women Sunday, national championship game Monday for the men, and Tuesday for the women, all right here on ESPN Radio. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to head to Indianapolis, where the national championship game is taking place on Monday, and the Final Four tomorrow. We will talk with the voice of Westwood One. You'll hear him calling the games. Kevin Kugler is expected to join us when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The health benefits of the far infrared sauna is national news. Improved circulation, increased energy, reduced stress, pain relief, lower cholesterol and blood pressure, weight control, and much more. The Amazing Sun Heat Far Infrared Sauna is available at Motorsport Sales and Service. These saunas are easy to set up, available in several sizes, and operates on standard 110 electrical outlets. Look younger, feel better, and live healthier with a Sun Heat Far Infrared Sauna at Motorsport Sales and Service, West Highway 30, just past Highway 281, Grand Island.
Westwood One presents Great Moments in Tournament History.
The night the glass slipper really fit. George Mason goes dancing and redefines March Madness after this.
Do you have tax problems? Then you need to call Taxmasters right away. Taxmasters will help solve your tax problems. Do you owe back taxes? Being audited? Have several years of unfiled returns? Is the IRS calling or sending threatening letters? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help you today. Call them at 1-866-694-4019. That's 1-866-694-4019. Or go to txmstr.com. Again, txmstr.com. Taxmasters will get between you and the IRS. They'll make sure they treat you fairly and treat you with respect. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. The folks at Taxmasters have helped many good people just like you. Call Taxmasters right now to get started at 1-866-694-4019. That's 1-866-694-4019. Or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
March 26, 2006, regional finals between top-ranked Connecticut and 11th-seeded George Mason. Jim Larranaga's club barely made the tournament, but impressive wins over Michigan State, North Carolina, and Wichita State put them on the verge of history. It took overtime, but the Patriots proved the clock hadn't struck midnight yet for Cinderella.
Left side launches, back rim, no good, and in one of the unlikeliest upsets in the history of college basketball, George Mason, a team no one thought even be in the tournament, has knocked out the number one team, Connecticut.
The Patriots may have lost in the semifinals to Florida the next week, but George Mason's magical ride through March made for many great moments in tournament history. I'm Kevin Kugler.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across portions of the area today with a slight chance of a shower developing as well with high temperatures around 56. West to northwest winds will stay gusty at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Low of 34 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up, Kevin Kugler. He's big-timing us, but we're going to talk to him in about 15 minutes. Mike Perenio from Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook, the czar, and also the, of course, lifeguard out there, the czar of the casino and sportsbook, will be joining us to talk about odds. Derek, let's get this out of the way, because I don't want you to rant later. In case we're crunched for time, the fight tomorrow at the Mandalay Bay, and you touched on it a little bit yesterday, is Bernard Hopkins and Roy Jones Jr. Go.
Yeah, Bernard Hopkins comes in 45 years old against Roy Jones Jr.'s 41. First time they fought 17 years ago, Roy Jones beat him. B-Hop literally has probably not been able to sleep ever since. I mean, this has really got to the guy. But if you look at their records, Bernard Hopkins, 50-5. He's never been knocked out. And those five losses came to guys like Jermaine Taylor when he was middleweight champion of the world. Joe Calzaghe, who retired undefeated. He lost his debut fight of his professional career 25 years ago, however long. And really, if you look at him, he's 45 years old and almost fighting in his prime. If you've seen him fight lately, Roy Jones Jr. was just knocked out in the first round down in Australia in his last fight. So I think it's going to be Bernard Hopkins' unanimous decision landslide. I mean, we're talking 120-108. He could win close to all the rounds.
Both guaranteed $3 million at 45 and 41.
I have no idea how they got that purse. That's insane. That's insane. But, hey, more power to him, I guess.
I guess. It should be interesting to see the two old guys battle, though.
Speaking of old, what if you're feeling old, Daddy?
Well, there's one store that's looking out for you, Complete Nutrition. They're now right here in Kearney. You want weight loss, increased energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition gets you the fast results you need. Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition. You got any questions? CompleteNutrition.com or call 338-1-FIT. Hey, they're located right north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue. That's right. They're conveniently located for you. If you're a male over the year of 30 years, that's right, over 30 years of age, you need Charger. Because what's it do? That's right.
Charges!
That's right. It's a safe, effective formula that replenishes your body's testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increased sex drive. You know Dumb and Dumber, when he feels like he's running at an incredible rate? He was on Charger. That's exactly right. He was on Charger.
Well, don't get it today. Get to Complete Nutrition, huh?
Today, 338-1-FIT. Call him.
You're just a psychotic person. When do you think you reached your physical peak?
About 17.
Should we call any of your old boyfriends to find? I mean, girlfriends to find out.
Oh, yeah.
The Major League Baseball season gets underway on Sunday night with the Yankees and Red Sox, and our coverage begins Monday afternoon with the Royals taking on the Detroit Tigers from beautiful Kauffman Stadium in KC. And it looks like the weather should be working out. First pitch is at 3:10, all the gala festivities, pregame at 2:35, and then, of course, that'll be followed by the national championship game on the men's side. So let us make our selections for Major League Baseball, who we think is going to the playoffs, the three division winners, the wild card, and then who is going to win the World Series. Daddy, this year, this time, let's start in the National League, and we will start in the National League East. Philadelphia was the winner last year. The Marlins were 6 games back. The Braves were 7 games back. The Mets were 23 games back. And then this team called Washington. Who you got?
I got Philly, and anytime you pick up Roy Halladay, you're going to take Philly. I think that's pretty much a consensus pick all across the land.
Well, the Mets have to get good sometime, but it's not going to be this year. Everybody likes Philly, so I'm everybody. I'll take Philly as well. In the Central, here's my first surprise. Here's a team that I've been watching a little bit, and this division always seems to kind of roll through. Everybody but Pittsburgh seems to have at least made a run to the last month of the season, and if you can get to that last month of the season, then you make some trades and you get yourself a little bit better, and you have a chance to bring it home. I think this team's coming. They're young. I'm going to give them a chance. I'm going to pick them because there's no need picking the Cubs. That's just a stupid thing to do anymore. If they win, fine. Yay, you kind of root for them. If they don't, you make fun of them. So what's the point of picking or not picking them? The Cardinals, I don't know. They won it by 7.5 over the Cubs last year. Milwaukee, 11 back. Cincinnati, 13 back. Houston, 17 back. And Pittsburgh was 28.5 back, although they only lost 99 games because they didn't make up one. Good move by the Pirates. I will take the Cincinnati Reds to win the National League Central.
I'm going to mix it up a little bit, too, and take the Milwaukee Brewers to get into the mix. They've had young talent. They've been holding it together. They don't go for the big trades all the time. I just like that core group of players that's going to slide through there. I think they can challenge, and it's going to be a tight race because them and St. Louis are going to come down to the wire, and I like St. Louis for my wild card out of that division.
So you pick St. Louis as a wild card.
Right.
I'll give you my wild card in a second. The National League West, who you got?
I've got the Colorado Rockies. They seem to find, as hot as that team was to finish out, you got to think that momentum certainly carried over to another year.
The Dodgers won the division by 3 over the Rockies, 7 over San Francisco. San Diego and Arizona were way, way back at 20-25. I'm going to take the Dodgers to repeat. I'll take L.A. So my division winners are Philadelphia, Cincinnati, and L.A., and I'm going to get back on the bandwagon. They've got some nice young talent again, and it's Bobby Cox's last year. I'm going to take the Atlanta Braves to be the wild card out of the National League. And your recap, sir?
Well, obviously Philadelphia, Milwaukee, my surprise in the Central, and the Colorado Rockies in the West, with my wild card being St. Louis. I think that's interesting that you pick the Atlanta Braves and Bobby Cox and all that's going on. They've got the fabulous young kid and Jason Hayward going to contribute in the outfield is supposed to have all this pop in the lineup. Hey, tough not to cheer for the Braves. Kind of grew up with them on WTBS, much like some people did with the Cubs. It'd be nice to see the nation following the Braves again.
Let's go to the American League. Let's start in the West this time. I'm going to take the other L.A. team. I'm going to take the L.A. Angels to repeat. They easily won that division last year by 10 games over Texas, who was in it for quite a long time. Seattle finished 12 back, Oakland 22 back. I'll take the Angels to repeat.
You know what? Last year, I liked Texas. You know, even through that half of the season, we kept having Joe DiMaggio saying, guys, it's too hot. They're going to fall apart. Sometime they can't play a year of baseball under the Texas sun and keep competing for a championship. I think Joe DiMaggio is right. That's why I threw out Texas this year. I've been another surprise team. I think Seattle gets back into the mix and finds a way to make some noise. I will take Seattle to win this division.
All right, let's go to the American League East. Last year, the Yankees won it. By the way, Boston was the wild card, as we said earlier. 8 back. Tampa Bay ended up 19 back and was 84-78. The Yankees had the best record in baseball last year at 103-59. Tampa Bay 19 back, Toronto 28 back, Baltimore 39 back. It seems like this is a three-horse race. Who you got?
I will take Boston because I don't want to pick the Yankees. I'm going to take Boston, and I'll just tell you right now, it's going to come down to Boston and New York again. Although Joe did take the Tampa Bay Devil Rays yesterday, I still think those guys spend so much money, they about guarantee themselves that championship and getting a chance to compete in the World Series. That's what they want, whether they win division or not. I think it's those two making the playoffs again.
Outside of my pure and utter hatred for the New York Yankees, a reason I've been picking against them the last couple of years is because I'm thinking they're getting old. Eventually, that's got to catch up to them. I mean, Jeter can't do this all the time. Rivera can't do it forever. And some of the pitching that they're putting at the bottom. I mean, did you see Phil Hughes is their fifth starter, and he's 0-5 in spring training, which I know you're not supposed to put a lot, but still 0-5? I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to do. So, to make myself feel better, I'm picking the Yankees to repeat in the American League East. This may be the first time I've ever picked the Yankees. That way, either I'm right or I'm happy. So, you know, I can't be any more ecstatic than that. And, Daddy, finally, the Central. We had kind of a wild card in the National League Central. American League Central, Minnesota eked it out over Detroit by one game. The White Sox, 7.5 back. The Royals in Cleveland were 21.5 back. I think I picked Cleveland last year, and they just fell apart with a lot of injuries. Who you taking in the American League Central Division?
I'm Mark Tian. He's one of my favorite Royals. I'm going to take Mark Tian and the Chicago White Sox. Why would we trade him to Ozzie Guillen? Ozzie Guillen making some quotes yesterday in one of the Chicago papers saying, I want people to hate us because I want to beat everybody. I want people to hate us. I want to be the bad guy out there. I'll take the Chicago White Sox because I like to hate Ozzie.
We got to replace the batteries in our little Denny Matthews bobblehead. Denny, do the Royals have any chance this year? Oh, Denny's bobbling. Look at that. Look at that. Can you find me some peanut butter jelly time? Because it may be the only time we play it all year.
He's bobbling, that's right.
I am going to do the unthinkable. and pick and pick. I went off the radar in the National League Central. I'm going way off the radar in the American League Central.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut
I'm
butter
picking
jelly
the Royals to win the American League Central, Daddy.
There you go. There you go. Peanut butter jelly.
Well, I've obviously want to cheer with you and for you, and I will continue to do so throughout the year. But something tells me when you got Posednik and Jason Kindle and Betancourt.
Hey, you told me they're the best team in baseball right now.
No, I said they scored the most runs and have the highest batting average. I didn't ever say they were
well, if this team hits the ball at all, they're going to be good.
Well, if they hit the ball at all, you're right.
That's a lot. That's a big if. But they've got the pitching.
Yeah, you think.
I mean, it's not the best staff in baseball, but it's definitely not anywhere close to the worst. It's probably in the top 10.
Yeah, great.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people out there might be driving off the side of the road, but I think it's in the upper half of baseball.
Yeah, Greinke, Mesh, Bannister, Hochaver, you know, those four. So out there,
got some guys
that
can do some things. So we'll see. I'm going to take wild card. I don't know who to take for the wild card because if the Royals win the Central, that means it's not going to take a lot of games to win the Central. So you got to throw everybody else for having a wild card. If the Royals would win it, it would be a very close race. Probably 80 some wins, 89 wins, right around there, 88 wins, and they'd win it by a game or two. So I'll throw everybody else out. Although I like Detroit. If I wasn't picking Kansas City, I'd pick Detroit. You know, if you want legit here. It always comes from the East, Boston or Tampa Bay. I'd like to see Texas do something. I think it comes down to those three teams. Who are you taking?
I'm getting New York because I took Boston to win that series. I just think too much money there. Too much money being spent.
Mark in Minden says, no! The curse of Duda. See, here's the deal, Mark. Actually, it's Daddy that is the curse on the show. Have you heard his picks? Time and time again. But it's coming down to in our national championship bracket. Daddy could still win. We're deadlocked tied. Duke has to win the national championship.
How can we be deadlocked tied?
Duke has to win the national title because we both had Kansas and Duke in the final. I had taken Kansas. Tony had taken Duke. The sad thing is you wanted to take Kansas, but just to be different, you took Duke. And that could be what brings it home. If Duke doesn't win the national title, we end up tied. And, of course, tie goes to the runner, and I would beat you in a race, so I would be the winner. All hail me. I don't know. Wild card, Tony, I really don't know. It's hard to think that only one team comes out of the East. It's too hot in Texas. Seattle's supposed to have some players, but if there are injuries to their pitchers already, I don't know. I don't know. It's a cheap way out, but I'll say wild card is Boston, even though in my heart I don't really believe that. So Yankees, Royals, Angels, Boston is the wild card for me in the American League. Daddy has Boston, the White Sox, Seattle, and New York as the wild card in the American League. Daddy, who is playing in the World Series this October?
Philadelphia from the National League. And I know that's a chalky, chalky pick, but they just look to be the best team. They've been there. They've done it the last couple of years. And how they get Roy Halladay to go there and compete without the designated hitter and pitch in the National League, that's going to do wonders for his career alone. I'll take Philadelphia and then give me Boston. Philadelphia and Boston.
I'm going to take Atlanta to go to the World Series out of the National League because they wouldn't have to play Philly in the first round, so they'd get either Cincy or L.A., and I think they could beat the Dodgers or Cincinnati. I would assume they'd get the Dodgers. Cincinnati probably have the worst record of the three division winners. So I'm going to go with Atlanta to come through there just because I'm a little bit of a fan, and maybe that's a storyline following Bobby Cox on the way out. And I'm going to have them... I don't know why it's just sitting here, Yankees, Yankees, Yankees. I mean, ugh, sick, blah. But I'm going to take Atlanta and the Yankees with Atlanta to win the World Series over the Yankees. Who's taking? You got Philly and Boston. Who you taking?
I'll take Philly. I will take Philly to take home the trophy and be the World Series champions.
Chris and Carney says, stay away from the Rangers coach. He's a crackhead. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kevin Kugler is going to join us to talk a little basketball. And then Mike Perenio from Vegas is going to join us from the Mandalay Bay as well. Back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Need a contractor, a doctor, an auto mechanic? Yeah, we all do. Who wants to randomly pick somebody out of a phone book? Lame. Why don't you go to AngiesList.com? easy and dependable. Angie's List is an amazing word-of-mouth network of more than a million consumers and their real-life experiences with ratings and reviews in more than 500 categories. Man, they're good with contractors and doctors. It doesn't accept anonymous reviews, so I know every review is totally legit. I trust Angie's List to find high-quality professionals in my area. Make Angie's List your trusted resource. Sign up today and use the promo code Colin and get 20% off of any Angie's List membership plan. Go to AngiesList.com, enter the promo code Colin, or call this number, 1-888-888-5478, and mention Colin. It is a valuable resource. Get rid of the phone book. Get real reviews. AngiesList.com.
Here's another Taste of Home ticket plus cookbook offer from Easy Auction. You can buy your ticket for the April 22nd show plus the Taste of Home Comfort Food Diet Cookbook, combined at $26 value. With Easy Auction, only $18.50. It's like getting your ticket free. Or you can buy individual tickets online for $8. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on Easy Auction.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
Modern Park track announcer Steve Anderson knows the horses like he talks to them.
Another link that I have back.
Listen for his morning reports Friday at 9:35 and weekends at 11:20.
We come back into
brought to you by Eek's Office, Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Weekday afternoons, the late scratches. More stories from the track and the Daily Double. Fridays 3:15, weekends 2:35.
Race by the Rams.
Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Reports from Farner. All racing season on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460. And 1550.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across portions of the area today with a slight chance of a shower developing as well with high temperatures around 56. West to northwest winds will stay gusty at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Low of 34 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, Daddy. Easter weekend coming up. Anytime there's something special going on, you think food. And I know that you have already been to Troutman's with your hickory smoked, hand cured ham. Did you get the bone in or the boneless?
Always get the bone in. That's where the flavor arrives from, all the chub around the bone.
Now, if there's a ham, I mean, for some that are less of a cook than you, you can just go and get the ham loaf, too.
You can do that, too. You can do whatever you want at Troutman's Quality Meats, because they've got it all.
How about something a little different, like boneless leg of lamb plus the Frenched rack of lamb? Have you ever had a French rack of lamb?
I have never had a French rack of lamb.
I know you've had prime ribs, and they do them up right for you at Troutman's Quality Meats on here in Kearney, right across the street from Bob's Superstore. Prime rib, it's okay. So I can put you down for ham, bone-in. I can put you down for boneless leg of lamb, but not Frenched rack of lamb. I can put you down for prime rib. And, of course, all the beef at Troutman's, USDA certified Angus, quality steaks aged at least 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness, plus a nice selection, I know you've tried this, of domestic and imported wines from Max Creek Wines and the winery and vineyard just down the road in Lexington. And you can put it all together on the Green Mountain Grill. Oh, they've been grilling out all week with this great weather. Daddy, where do you go for Easter dinner?
Cross from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Why not pick up some snack sticks and jerky for the games this weekend as well?
I'll tell you what, it's almost lunchtime, and on his way to his favorite establishment in all the world, we're catching him on an empty stomach, really. Kevin Kugler, the voice of Westwood One's NCAA basketball coverage this weekend from Indianapolis, and he also hosts a little afternoon gig in the Omaha market. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, that food sounds good. It's not going to satisfy me like this Chick-fil-A, although I'm concerned because there's a Steak and Shake here on the corner, and I'm a Steak and Shake kind of guy, too, so I'm a little bit worried. I've now got a conundrum. I'm not sure what to do. I'm panicking a little bit. So if you hear me just hang up the phone and run screaming away, it's because I've lost my mind trying to figure out what to eat. But I'm very excited. Very excited about these food choices that I have today. Well, on those games on too.
And you can do what Daddy does, just do both.
Well, I could, but you know, I've seen Daddy, and while, you know, some men can carry, shall we say, a little extra, I'm not sure that my frame would be able to allow that like Daddy's does. So just, you know, handsomely. And he carries it well, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be able to pull that off. I'll stick with one.
I don't think you've seen Daddy lately. He's on the P180X.
Is that
Gottlieb's a puss. Daddy, he's doing P90. Daddy's doing P180. Let's talk a little basketball, because that's supposedly what Kevin Kugler is in Indianapolis for. And before we break down the Final Four, tell us about the games that you've seen, because obviously the region you covered is where Duke came out of, and maybe you're a little partial towards them. How about what you've seen so far with the eye test?
Well, I'm not partial to anybody. I'm completely impartial, but I do know them a little bit better, having seen them the last couple of weeks, and they are extremely fundamental, and I think that's one of the things that you have to say about that team, is that they're just an extreme fundamental kind of team, and that's what you appreciate about a team like that, is that they are just so sound in every area. They're well-versed in what they have to do, and this is a team that is both defensive-minded and rebound-minded. And you don't see that too often in college basketball until you get to the Final Four, where everybody appears to be defense-minded and rebound-minded in this Final Four. It's really kind of a throwback Final Four with all four teams really strong in rebounding, really strong defensively, but in different ways. It's a very interesting Final Four.
Very interesting. Is there a storyline, Kevin, that you've really adopted and really think is a neat one? Is it the young coach in Stevens from Butler? Is it the 11 Final Four? Is it Coach Krzyzewski has reached? Is it the three kids Bob Huggins has graduated the last 30 years? what is it for you?
You know, for me, it's just that it's nice to see the emphasis on defense, rebounding, and players that have been in a program a while. You know, that's what you've got with the Butlers of the world, who really are, honestly, what's right with college basketball. Teams that have a system, everybody who comes in knows you're going to run the system, this is what you do. If you don't like the system, feel free to go somewhere else. They make guys who are perhaps not as, shall we say, interested by other schools, people who are, you know, perhaps not going to be looking at a Sheldon Mack, for example, here's your kid from Lexington, Kentucky, who doesn't get recruited by Kentucky, goes on, leads his team to the Final Four, with a little bit of a something to prove on his shoulder. That's one of the big stories for me. And the fact that you've got seniors like Shire who are leading their teams in the Final Four. I like those kind of stories, and I think that's what we've got with this Final Four this year. Some great stories about great teams, as opposed to just a great individual player.
Any nervousness on your part, maybe running into Barry Collier when you were one of the driving forces running him out of Lincoln?
I don't know that I was one of the... He left, by the way, on his own. I wouldn't call myself a driving force. I was, you know, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Kevin Kugler is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct on ESPN Radio in Omaha. And, of course, he'll be calling the Final Four National Championship for the men's tournament coming up this weekend. Kev, what about West Virginia? I'm looking at maybe they have to be the most athletic team that's left. Your thoughts on them?
Well, you know what? That's a good question. And I don't know that they necessarily are. I think Michigan State has some pretty good athleticism on their squad as well. But if you're talking about just a pure clutch kind of guy, Deshaun Butler is the most clutch guy West tournament. Six game winning shots this year. This guy is something else, and I am excited to see him on this big stage. He's excited to be here. I know that. The rest of that West Virginia team, they're excited, but the other thing that struck me as interesting is that Duke, of all teams, is coming into this thing with a chip on their shoulder. We were talking with Lance Thomas yesterday for the Duke Blue Devils. Lance says to me, yeah, we've played all year with a chip on our shoulder. And I said, why is that? He said, most of our own fans didn't think we were good enough to get here. Everybody's doubted us. We're not as good as this team. We're not as good as that team. He says, we're playing with a chip on our shoulder. We feel like we have something to prove. That's scary, because they're really good. But if they're coming into this thing feeling like they still have something to prove. That could be big-time problems for somebody or anybody that's going up against Duke in these next two games.
Kevin, we've talked now for 7 minutes, and we haven't brought up one thing, really, other than maybe the storyline about Butler coming out of the Horizon League, being there, the hometown team. People forgetting this team, I forget them because athletically I think the other teams are so much better than them, but they keep finding a way to win.
They are, I think, athletically better than people give them credit for. Gordon Hayward's going to be a first-round draft pick, maybe a lottery pick in the NBA draft. They're good, and their system is good, and their defense is what makes them go. They play better defense than I thought they did when I first saw them. That's a team that is going to give a lot of people fit defensively. But then with guys like Hayward, guys like Sheldon Mack, they're going to create problems offensively off of their defense, and their defense will lead to offense. I think this is a team that has a very good chance. In fact, if I were picking, I'd pick them to go to the national championship game on Monday night. I think they're going to beat Michigan State.
I think he just did. Kevin Kugler has picked Butler. Breaking news, Butler going to the national championship game. Now, Cougs,
I picked Siena to beat Purdue in the first round, so I obviously nails on most of my projections this year.
Buddy, we only got a couple minutes left because we've got to devote some time to the women's Final Four as well. So,
get on that.
A lot of talk. It seems almost 60-40 that the last couple of days everybody wants to talk about the field expanding to 96. I just was curious on your thoughts on that.
Not a huge fan of it, to be real honest with you, because I don't believe they have the logistics figured out yet. I think you have the potential, the way they're talking about it going, to really hurt the first and second round sites, of which Omaha, where I call home, would be one of them. And if you're taking these games and moving the top 8 seeds off of Thursday to a bye, all of a sudden then you've got no real interest in a top 8 seed traveling to those first and second round sites because there will only be one game potentially there. That's a concern that I would have if I were somebody hosting a first and second round site.
Okay, Kevin, we appreciate getting your thoughts on that. Who's your pick in the other game?
In the other game, I'm going to go with Duke. Maybe I am biased, but I just think that team is too strong defensively, too strong on the board. I'm going to go with Duke, and I think Duke wins the whole thing.
And who wins the College World Series? What?
No, Duke is not going to win the College World Series. I'm not going to project that one yet, but I'll go with Nebraska.
They're not trying to run Mike Anderson out yet in Omaha, evidently.
No, not at all. Though I like Mike very much. I would be very happy to see Mike stay for a long time.
You know, the crazy thing about Kevin is, are you going directly from there to Augusta National?
I am, yes, sir. Is that crazy? Should I not do that? Should I fly home, visit with you guys first?
Are you
going to have a French leg of lamb or something?
Wait.
Are you doing that on radio? Is that correct?
I am, yes, sir. I'm doing it on radio, yes. Don't act so befuddled. It's happened before.
The voice of the Olympics, the voice of the Final Four, the voice from Augusta, the College World Series, and obviously the czar of all talk radio in the state of Nebraska, Kevin Kugler.
Yeah, that's me. I'm a czar, baby.
Hey, we're gonna let you get to that Chick-fil-A, buddy. Thanks for giving us some time.
No problem, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care. Kevin Kugler joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So he likes Duke over Butler in the national championship game. Coincidentally, they are also the two that Vegas likes. And we'll go to Vegas with Mike Perenio from Mandalay Bay right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I'm 3 weeks into the P90X program. Here's what I'm seeing and feeling. Yeah, I'm tight, but I'll tell you more than anything, this motivates me. P90X combines strength building with cardio, flexibility, and the key here, nutrition. Once you get on a roll, you can't wait to get home because you can see it working. Here's who P90X is really going to appeal to. People who are motivated, results-oriented, competitive, former athletes. I guarantee you, you're going to thank me for steering you to P90X. Here's the radio-only offer for my audience. Try P90X risk-free for the full 90 days. That's right. Try the entire 90-day circuit. And if you aren't blown away by the results, you get your money back. Call 800-301-7909, 800-301-P90X. Go online to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. Again, get the radio-only 90-day guarantee at either ESPNRadio.com/Colin or 800-301-P90X.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
65 teams are now down to the final four. The madness continues on Westwood One.
The words that you never thought you'd say. Butler is going to the final four.
Can the Butler Bulldogs keep the Cinderella run going? Saturday night, the Final Four is right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across portions of the area today with a slight chance of a shower developing as well with high temperatures around 56. West to northwest winds will stay gusty at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Low of 34 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show, Doug Gooda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, as we take you home on this second day of April. You survived April Fool's Day, Daddy?
Survived.
Barely for me. Barely. I got to start putting some Dyna-Gro in my shoes like the Lady Huskers did to grow this season. Dyna-Gro, when they step onto your farm, they are dedicated to serving you because they are Dyna-Gro, offering only the best seed for your farm, representing a national brand that focuses its research on your success because they are Dyna-Gro. Congratulating the Huskers on their great season, reminding you to grow with the best, Dyna-Gro. Contact your local Dyna-Gro seed dealer, or if you need more information or are not sure who your Dyna-Gro seed dealer is, 1-800, that's toll-free, 1-800-652-9298, 800-652-9298, offering the best seed for your farm at Dyna-Gro. And we take you out to Las Vegas, and we are pleased to once again welcome back to the program one of our favorite guests, because, well, we're degenerates this way, because we love talking sports 24-7 and getting the inside from the guys that built the big pyramids out there in Vegas. Mike Perenio, the czar of all that is at the Mandalay Bay, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, good morning.
Morning, Doug. Daddy, how's it going?
Well, it's going great. How are things in Vegas this fine morning?
This is a good time of year out here. It's beautiful weather. Just got through with March Madness. We actually made some money on March Madness after last year losing a little bit. So it's been a good March. We're looking forward to April. Got a big boxing match at Mandalay Bay Event Center this weekend with Jones and Hopkins. So it's going to be crazy here this weekend again with the big boxing match on property.
Well, let's start with that with the boxing matchup. Our producer is our resident geek of boxing and MMA and all things that are. He says that Hopkins is going to destroy Roy Jones Jr. What are the odds out there, and what's your thoughts on the fight?
Yeah, Hopkins is a $5 favorite, so he can get plus 3.5 on Roy Jones Jr. I think it'll go the distance. So instead of laying the 500 on Hopkins, you can get Hopkins by decision at even money, and hopefully the old guys will tire out, maybe not be able to knock each other out. And I'd rather take an even money bet than lay 5 to win 1.
No doubt about that in my book. And Mike Perenio joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, as you shift your attention towards the basketball games, I assume, is basketball, these two, three basketball games heading up, or is Major League Baseball more important for you guys this opening weekend?
No, it's the Final Four. You know, the Sunday game, the one game Sunday, I think it's Yankees-Red Sox, we put up a couple days ahead of time, and I think we've got more bet on the NIT and the CBA tournaments than we have bet on baseball, even though it's been up for a couple days. And we're getting a few stragglers coming in betting the Cubs to win the World Series.
a progression of the dead almost that come through here every year before the season starts. But they look like they actually have a pretty good team again this year. But that doesn't mean they win when they have good teams.
Mike, we've got an email here from JP in Elwood. He wants to know what the over-under on the Pittsburgh Pirates is. Do you have that available?
The Pirates, you mean like the total wins for the season?
Right.
Not low enough, probably. It's 68.5. Well, and it's actually we've taken some money on the over, so maybe he knows something I don't know. We've moved that up a little bit as far as the juice, and, but the numbers stayed the same. So it's only 68.5, which is, I think, the lowest one we have out there of any team.
God, more than the Royals? That's good to know. That's so, yeah, that is so good
lower,
to know.
It's lower by quite a bit, actually. I think the next one's in the 70s.
Well, Micah, we made our predictions on the show of who we thought were going to win the divisions and go to the World Series. I guess I took a long shot, a mini long shot. What's Atlanta on the board out there to maybe win the whole thing?
Braves started at 30. They're at 25 now. You know, Braves traditionally almost seemed like for years almost always won the division, but they've stepped down a little bit. But 25-1 is the current odds on the Braves. The favorites are the Yankees at 3-1, and the Red Sox are close behind at 9-2, and then the Cubs are 5-1, just because we can put 2-1 and they'll still bet the Cubs, so we don't ever give you a good price on that.
And my Phillies?
Phillies are 6-1, so they're up there in the top four or five. The only big real move we had on it was on Seattle, going from 40 down to 8-1. So we had some pretty good money bet to getting Seattle down to some 8-1. You know, anything under 10-1 on the futures where you have to leave your money with us for 6 months is, you know, there's a probably good chance you can get Seattle at 6-1 and know they're going to the playoffs later in the year, so why take 8-1?
Man, Daddy, I didn't know you had such a quick effect getting Seattle driven down that quickly with your selection here today. What about you, Mike? I mean, we always love this time of year when a season starts up that you can give us one or two off the board that you kind of like. If you're not going for a favorite, is there somebody that you think might have a good odd or a good price on them?
Yeah, well, I won't bet it if it's a favorite, especially on futures, unless I'm getting some good odds. And usually in baseball, there's one team, whether it's Tampa or the Marlins in past years or Arizona, there's always a team that comes out that's pretty good odds and surprises everybody. They usually have a lot of youth. And the only thing that looked pretty good to me odds-wise was the Cleveland Indians. They're 75-1. It's not like they're a team that hasn't had the chances or been that close before. They seem to trade away their good players, but usually when you trade away your good players, you get a lot of good young guys in return. So if they get some of that payoff from the young guys, 75-1's at least acceptable on a team. You know, in that division, anything could happen.
Mike, when you look at the two games in the Final Four tomorrow, where did they start and where are the point spreads right now on them?
Butler started out at 1.5. They're now down to -1. That's not moving too much. They really haven't moved a lot. Duke was 2, and now they're 2.5. Although I've seen them go back to where the original line was and then back up again. So it's kind of going back and forth. It's not a lot of money bet yet on the games. It's still early, and they'll fluctuate. I don't see a lot of movement on either one of those games. Either way, they might go back to their original lines, but right now Butler's 1.5 at most places, Duke's and at our place, and Duke's 2.5, and they should stay pretty steady on those.
Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay, director of the Racing Sportsbook, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We do have some friends that are coming out for the national championship game this weekend. They are coming to the Mandalay Bay. And again, Mike, for the folks that come out to Vegas whenever, you guys got some great deals, especially for Nebraska folks that look you up at the Bay.
Yeah, you know, if they're listening to your show, I'll take care of them. And if you got a contact with them, I might even have some fight tickets for guys that show up to listen to your show this week. So if someone wants to hop on Daddy's private jet and get out here,
there you go.
Probably
Oh, you don't have that anymore?
No, no, that was repoed along with everything else I owned.
Doug bought it, right?
Yeah. Daddy had Kansas to win the national championship heavy, so that didn't work out so well for him.
But yeah, the boxing's big out here this week, and it's a great time if you've never been to a boxing match in Vegas. It's awesome, and if they want to come out here, they can get me on the website for Mandalay Bay, the www.mandalaybay.com, and there's a sportsbook page on there with my my picture on it with my giant head, and for some reason they won't Photoshop my picture. I've asked them and begged them, but they won't do it. So
Mike, the four teams that are going, is the odds on individually those four teams are what?
To win it all?
To win it all.
Yeah, Duke's 3-2, West Virginia's 11-5, Michigan State's 9-2, and Butler's 18-5. We kind of try to confuse people by using 18-5 and 11-5, but basically, you know, at this point, you're not going to get a big big value on winning two games, and you know, if you like one of those teams, though, I mean, it gives you something to watch all week. And if they get through the first game, you've got a pretty good bet on the second game. And Tom Izzo seems to be a pretty good coach, so 9-2 seems like pretty good odds. I'd rather take Michigan State at 9-2 than Duke at 3-2.
Hey, before we let you go, Mike, also the Masters gets going next week. Any weird prop bets with Tiger or somebody that you like?
Well, the weirdest part is, for the first time ever, we put out the Masters odds. We all bets were considered action because we put Tiger up there at 2 or 3 to 1 instead of, you know, even money. And that means if they don't start, you don't get your money. So there are concerns about whether, you know, for some reason he pulls out, made us change our disclaimer that all bets are action even if they don't start. Usually if the guy doesn't start, we refund your money, but because of Tiger's situation, maybe something pops up out of the blue and he pulls out at the last minute, you get a little better odds on Tiger, but if he pulls out, you don't get a refund. And I took a couple shots. I like a European player from Sweden, Robert Carlson. I got him at 100-1. He's won a couple times. He had an eye injury he's recovered from, and you know, there's always a good long shot in there. That's one I took. Patrick Harrington I also liked at 20-1, but we'll see what happens with Tiger. We've got some propositions up there, whether his first hole score will be 2 over par, you get 25-1. 1 over par is 7-5. If you think he's going to get a par on the first hole, you got to lay 3 to win $1. And under par, you get 9-2 on under par if he would birdie or eagle it. And so that's kind of an interesting proposition. His first round score, we've got less than 70.5 or more than 70.5, and the favorite is more than 70.5. And they did the same thing for Mickelson, same props, but really it's to drive business. It's really the Tiger Woods props that people are interested in, and especially the first hole. I don't know if they think someone's going to go up there and say something in his backswing or something, but maybe someone will. I mean, if we're putting bets on the first hole, it might cause that to happen. Someone might bet it and go out there, but I hope not. I jest on that.
I just have to wonder if any of those mistresses frequent your establishment.
You know what? None of them have stayed at my house recently. No. I don't know. You know, you with the celebrities here, they walk through, and then they have penthouses where sometimes they don't even have to leave their room unless they're gambling. But you know, Tiger seems to hang with his buddies, Charles Barkley, and you know, we see those guys all the time. But we try not to treat them any differently than anyone else, because you know, they're really not that much different. And when you're in Vegas, you get used to seeing people like that.
Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay. Folks, if you're heading out that way, we highly recommend stopping by and meeting Mike and the gang out there. It's a first-class operation, and Mike just recently purchased the Luxor, we understand. So you own that now, too.
They kicked me out of the Luxor, so when I came over here, that's where I was before this. So
No, I'm just kidding. That's the best part of this whole thing is MGM Mirage. When you come out here, you know, we've got eight of the best hotels on the Strip, MGM, Bellagio, and this new city center. Fantastic. You know, we built a city in the middle of the desert, and it's absolutely fantastic. And if you stay at our place and you're in comps playing horses, or if you're out playing tables games, you can go use them anywhere. You know, instead of one hotel, you can basically use your comps anywhere you want to go. And I got a lot of nice horse players come out here, and it's not easy to, it's not hard to make comp money when you're playing, especially horse racing with me. I take care of my horse race players. So Minute Exarban, or I guess it's Fawner now, is over. Tell all the horse players to come out to Vegas and play some horses out here.
We'll do so, Mike, and we'll catch up with you again before the Kentucky Derby. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Appreciate it.
Mike Perenio, director of the Racing Sportsbook, live from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank him, as always, for his time. Also, the voice of the men's Final Four on Westwood One, Omaha's own Kevin Kugler, joining us on the show today. I took the Atlanta Braves over the New York Yankees in the World Series. Daddy, you took?
I took the Philadelphia Phillies over the Boston Red Sox. I know that's real chalky, and I don't normally do that, but why not?
Monday, we will preview the national championship game, recap all that is over the weekend, and get you ready for the start of the Royals season and a whole lot more. We want to thank you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good Friday to you all. Daddy, have a great Easter. Enjoy your bone-in ham.
Yeah, happy Easter to everyone out there. Please be safe if you're out on the roads driving or traveling for this Easter holiday. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney. Hey, if you're in Hastings, you're on 1550 AM. See you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Drew, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.